this morning, and I'm not sure who figured out the little nuggets of gold that were dropped there. But with that, I'd like to introduce one of my friends, S.A. Martinez, or Doug Martinez. Amazing person who I've known for. I was looking this.
Froze up. Troy, where'd you go?
Something must have happened to his internet.
Oh, there we go. I hear someone. Is he back?
He's trying
There he
to
is.
reconnect.
I'm trying to get back, but I listened because I lost my internet here. But Doug and I go back, I think, to 2009 or 2010, and has been one of those people in my life that we've talked about how you build relationships with people and you connect with people over stuff. And I remember connecting with Doug over fish tanks, cigars, and wine. And I think I still have one of the cigars that he gave me, actually, in my humidor.
Oh, wow.
But
Wow.
along with the mixtapes that he's given to me, I actually played one the other day. But with that, I turned the call over to Doug, who is the DJ vocalist for the band 311, which is one of my favorite bands and my wife's favorite bands.
Mine
And
too. I'm so
oh, cool.
excited. Thank you
Right
for
on.
making me come on this call, Troy.
No problem. So Doug, I gave you a sneak of what we wrote yesterday in there, pulled some quotes of yours that were pretty amazing.
I have no recollection of saying any of that. Just kidding. I honestly don't though.
I think that's the power of the quotes, is that you just
Right.
don't
Yeah. We just
really.
flow. Yeah, we
So
just flow.
but I'll turn it over to you. I can ask the questions that I sent over, but I'll ask a couple questions to get it going for you.
Okay, go for it.
So the song Amber, which I was jamming to in the car this morning with Rhett, how's that message apply to business and just relationships around the world and what we're doing and the relationships with people and life?
Well, I think, the song I think resonates with people. And it's just, like with a home, right? It's something that you're comfortable with. You get cozy with it. It offers you some sort of, I don't know, sanctuary solace, if you will. When we, as a band, oftentimes, especially when you're playing shows that you have a lot of your diehards are at, there's a lot of time there's a debate in the band, like, do we play it? Do we not play it? Because those fans have heard it, like they've heard it enough. And but you play these shows, and every night we go out on stage, I'm very well aware that many people are seeing us for the first time, so that is always something that clicks and inspires me to give like a great show, a performance. And a lot of times it's like your hits that are what bring people there. So when we do get to Amber, it's kind of like towards the end of the set. A lot of the maybe the people in the first few rows are like, oh geez, this song again. But the people in the back, then you see the cameras come up and people singing along and really enjoying the that song in particular, and its message of like of well like you had sent like an AI quote from what the song means, and then yeah, there's a lot of connection people get with that song. It brings people together. It also encapsulates kind of a moment in time for because it was such a big song for us, so that era of when it was created, is it kind of puts a stamp on it. You know, kind of like, you know, when you step into real estate for the first time and you buy a home, it's like, oh, it's, I still remember with fondness that time of my life. You know, it's, there's an impression that's left that, that's special, you know? And you know, it's an exciting moment. And, you know, Amber is kind of that same thing for people. You know, it brings about something unique and special and comforting.
Yeah.
How's that?
It's perfect. Okay. So last night when we were talking, I asked you, you were getting back to run and mm-hmm. you know, the balance and the energy and the, you know, not just the physical energy, but emotional energy that you have to kind of store and balance mm-hmm. for yourself, right? For the mm-hmm. show or, you know, just running around doing stuff. You know, what is it that, you know, looking at energy and surrounding yourself with the people and, you know, kind of just all encompassing energy, you know, I think that's something that you really figured out how to do.
You dropped out again, buddy.
The energy that you store, you harness, you put together for your shows, from just your day-to-day activities to, you know, what you do for your shows. What are the kind of the key points for you that have made you so successful with, you know, the energy from surrounding yourself with the right people to the, you know, focusing on the right mindset to just staying in shape?
I think you're good. I think his internet probably dropped.
Gotta love Google. Hold on, trying to get him back. Yeah, the tech problems suck. We got Melissa on. We've got this repeat guests coming on as visitors now, which is kind of fun, but
I think I'm just gonna move in here. I was gonna say
Melissa or Fallon, you guys both love 311. Anything that you've learned or you can relate to the songs to your life, it's a reach. But
311, like liking 311, loving 311, it's like an understatement. I had all of the songs like written out with doodles all over them, like every single lyric. All I did during high school, I swear I was paying attention to school. You know what I love about 311 is like, they just didn't give a fuck. They did their thing. Like everybody played their own part in harmony. I remember people like saying like, they didn't understand like, okay, what is it? Like, is it rap? Is it punk? Is it rock? Like, what is it? And I was like, I don't know, it's fucking awesome. And you know, the way that they came together and like harmonized all of their different talents into such a unique sound was just incredible, and they were always true to themselves. That's something I really loved about 311. What about you, Fallon?
Yeah, same. I've seen 311 maybe 6 or 7 times over the last couple of years. We always try to go when they're local, LA. We even try to get some tickets. They did like this cruise, a 311 cruise that
we're trying to get. The cruise is life-changing.
Did you go?
I've been on it once.
Oh my gosh.
We did the inaugural cruise.
I'm sad I've missed
it. Oh, there he is. Yeah. No.
Back. So. Sorry, guys.
No, we're just talking about how great your band is and how. So we saw 311 3 times this year, or in the last
12
months. Yeah. Ventura Theater in LA a couple times. But my son, who's 9, discovered 311. Let's see. Last year, maybe a year and a half ago. So recently he's been trying to learn all the songs on the drums, and all he does is listen to all the songs and can kind of replay them back on the drums. It's really fun to see him and very inspired by the music and wanting to learn and play music instruments. And luckily my husband can play a little bit of guitar, so they always play music together, which is really fun.
Yeah.
I have to have Troy send you a video of him. He in LA this last year, he was like watching you, and like then he went home and like tried to do all of your dance moves. It was
that's Troy.
It was great. Anyway, yeah, it's always so much energy. You guys bring, I mean, how long have you guys been together? 35 years or over something like that?
30 something, yeah.
Yeah, so in every, I mean, 35 plus years of you guys performing, you guys always bring the same energy and passion, and the crowd is always hyped, and it's just, yeah, it's a great experience, and the dedication you guys have to performing is awesome. So it's really nice to meet you. Thanks for joining on the call.
Too.
Thanks for having him, Troy. So
welcome.
That's it for me.
So I'm going to use that as my, back to my question. So Doug, you go on every night sometimes, you know, with energy that you bring, whether it's the physical, the emotional, you know, there's a lot that goes into you and maintaining your mindset, your you know, just your stamina for it, I guess, but you know, a lot of energy, whether it's physical, emotional, like, you know, how do you control it? What do you do?
I don't really control it. It's more, I'm aware of it. You know, you get up, you, even though it's a grind, and it is, it's, you know, you're touring sometimes for, you know, months straight, and halfway through the tour, you're, you know, you're pretty toast. But you inspire each other, or you know, in the band, I guess, like, or on the bus, it's like we just each kind of motivate each other to, like, you know, it's time to get up, that type of thing, because we're all, you know, kind of in nap mode at that point of the night. So, yeah, you get up, and I don't know where I'd cut off before, but I was saying, you know, I'm aware every night when we go on, people are seeing us for the first time ever, even though we have a lot of, you know, diehard fans. Many people are, you know, just tuning in for the first time. So that inspires me to give a good show. And you know, make a connection with someone, you know, like, because, yo, like, you're always trying to create, you know, new fans, bring that excitement and energy every night. And you know what? People have been looking forward to that show for a long time, right? You know, you get excited, and it's oh, here it is. It's today. Dude, today, my dog, my wife is taking my two girls to go see this band. They're the best thing, you guys. They're called the Stray Kids, and they're a K-pop group. And anyway, so yeah, my daughters are super excited to go see these guys. And yeah, you just, you know, shows, you get excited for them. You know, it's just like, look, in real estate, it's the same thing, man. It's like you're in the show business arena too, because, you know, staging is a presentation, opening a home for the first time, like the hot new listing, you know, equates to the hot new band, right? And everyone wants to get in the front door and be the first to see it. So there's all this energy that's very, you know, it's similar. There's a similar aspect to like that excitement of a new listing or of a property that's, you know, we haven't seen yet, or even something that's been around for like, oh, this list that won't go away. Why isn't that moving? You know, so, I mean, even in the business of real estate, I'm sure it's like, oh, like, how do we make something exciting? You know? And obviously you guys know what you're doing, and, you know, price is one thing. Maybe it's, you know, and obviously, you know, the right buyer when they walk through the front door as well. I know Troy and I were talking yesterday a little bit about realtor vibe, and when we were, so we had moved from LA, we were like, wanted to start a family. We lived on a super busy street in LA. So we're like, all right, let's get off this street. And then at that moment, it's like, since we're moving, do we want to be in LA? So at that point we were thinking of Santa Barbara. And even though I had played the bowl several times, and I love Santa Barbara, I didn't really, you know, hung out in Santa Barbara. So we did that, and it wasn't exactly the vibe we were looking for, but anyway, we fell in love with this property. And one thing though led to another, and the property fell through. Our house had already sold at this point. I am devastated. I'm like, hey, are you kidding me?
Who,
like,
sold your house?
Oh, in LA?
Yeah.
you helped.
There we go.
You like help with that, Troy.
There we go.
Engel and Volkers, baby. Wasn't that one of the first Engel and Volkers listings in the area? Because they had just kind of came into LA, right?
Yeah, we had just opened that one.
So that's how Troy came into my life. But anyway, so yeah, Troy was there. Like, we had sold this. Dude, I'm probably drinking the champagne bottle you left me and also crying at the same time that my house fell through. I had nowhere to go, bro. That sucks, you know, that moment. It was great to sell. It was bittersweet because I was that emotional person, like, oh, I can't believe we're leaving. I love it here. It was my dream house, man. That was my dream house. And but we found another dream eventually, you know, and the house in Santa Barbara fell through, which that happens. And then, you know, the ship rights itself and you land on your feet again, you know. And you know what, you make your home, right? You make your place that you wanna come back to and hang out and get creative and inspired, and you know, it's your personal space.
So true. Okay, so I'm gonna read one of your quotes that I wrote in the thing last night.
All right.
Quote, the key to success, in my opinion, is to surround yourself with positive people who support your vision and believe in you. Speaks to the power of positive relationships. When is the time that this rang true for you the most because you had that support group?
Well, I'd say any time that you're trying to, you know, move an idea forward, you know, well, creating songs, man, like you create songs with the people that, you know, that you click with. And, you know, that bringing a vision to fruition. So it's always great to like have those people in your corner, to surround yourself with those types of people. And I have several creative musical endeavors. So I'm always like finding people to work with even outside of 311, because, you know, 311 is kind of one lane, and where I've got these other lanes that musically I'm interested in. So, you know, that's, to me, is important, and just keeping that fire lit and staying engaged. And it's, you know, and I love life, man. Like I'm curious about, you know, what's around the corner. So, you know, it's, so I'd say, yeah, like in creative moments, just like, you know, finding those creative partners and just like putting it out, you know, putting that energy out.
All right, well, I promised you 15 minutes and we've gone over.
Darn it. Just getting started.
Well,
we want a solo.
We can keep going.
We want a solo, you know, to end the call, right, Troy?
I mean, Rhett and I soloed in the car this morning with the albums playing.
Yeah. But, oh, I should have brought my, where's my guitar at? Darn it. Yeah, I don't know what to say about that.
next time.
Yeah.
Well, Doug, there you go. Thank you so much for joining us. Any last thoughts on, you know, positive energy, positive mindsets you want to close on?
I mean, you know, look, it's with like what I do, it's about creating an environment, a feeling, you know, and it's funny because like in our business, you know, you have your diehards are all about getting on the rail, right? And it was like in the past couple of years, I'm like, because it's spots on the rail, like got to get the, you know, I want to be the first and I want to, you know, I want to be right in the middle or whatever. I want to be on the rail though, up close to the band. And it occurred to me, it's like, you know, they're trying to get some rail estate, right? Because it's a space. And, you know, that's important. It's important to create that excitement. It's important to create that vibe that people want to get near and occupy. You know, and so it's, again, it's about just a presentation, putting on a great show and putting out good energy, you know? So, I guess if I were to leave this conversation with anything, it's just all about, you know, being present and knowing that you're, you know, you're helping people out, man. You're helping people get through the day or a moment in their life that, you know, they might need just a little bit of extra oomph. So, you know, same thing.
Selling a house isn't easy. Buying a house isn't easy. It's one of the most stressful things that, you know,
super stressful, dude.
and yet for some reason, well, we've all chosen the career of helping people navigate that stress. So I think, you know, really maintaining our energy, our mindset is important there, because we can really, you know, control that. I wore a shirt yesterday that said, keep calm and let Troy handle it. And, you know, it's actually Morrow's, you know, spark message of just, you know, keep calm and move on, right? We can control so much of the emotion and, you know, the energy that goes into a real estate transaction by letting something spiral out of control or setting the right expectations for it, you know, ahead of time.
Right.
It's that preparation, that mindset. And I just, you know, I had a psychological like shift in my mindset 2 months ago, right? When we decided that we were closing the retail component of the store down and kind of reducing it and just going like all in on the real estate part, I found that like my joy for life of, you know, doing this and the energy I was able to put towards like everything else was just so much more beneficial. And I feel like now I'm able to like go out and like actually, you know, contribute and help people and, you know, focus that in.
You freed yourself up of something else. Right. Totally. Man. Yep. I mean, yeah, with what you all do, I mean, that is like what you're saying there, the emotional aspect of it for, you know, sellers, buyers, it's strong, it's palpable. We've all been there. And it can fog up, you know, the atmosphere, and it gets in the way and it can get muddy. I know that kind of happened with that listing in LA, like, you know, cause we sold at the very bottom of the market and the buyers were coming in like wanting this, wanting that. I'm like, no, they don't get this anymore. You know, like that's not happening. But I know you all were there to like, you know, calm the situation and like chill us out. And yeah, I mean, it's important to have people that, you know, because it's hard to take the heart out of something that you put your heart in. So, yeah, it's important. That's and
a really good line. What? It's a really good line. It's hard to take the heart out of something you put so much heart into.
Yeah, that's, thank you. But it's true, man. It's tough, man. But you know, you all are in that, you know, avenue of steering around those obstacles, and you can probably see it coming too. You probably see it coming a mile away before it even, like, you know, it surfaces. So, and the thing is about also what, you know, we both do, it's like you do something long enough, you become more intuitive of about, you know, those things like happening, or you see the signs, as opposed to like when I started doing what I do, it's, you don't, everything is so novel and new, and, you know, especially going out on the road, you just don't know exactly what to expect. And whereas nowadays it's like, it's riding a bike basically. I can do it without using my hands, Troy.
I'd love
say
to see
something, Troy.
I'd love to see you do the turntables without your hands.
I do elbows.
There you go. All right. Well, I will see you soon.
All right, buddy.
Thank you for everything.
Yeah, man. Well, thanks for having me. And yeah, man.
Thank
just keep
you.
Clicking away.
Thank you. Yeah,
thank you.
Talk to you later.
See you, buddy.
Bye.